A small Valley-based nonprofit aims to help senior citizens get a better handle on technology. Tech Together was started by two freshmen at ASU. Their students are all over 65. Many are in their late 70s and early 80s. Samar Wadhwa and Shivam Sadachar are the guys behind the effort, and they join me. And Shivam, let me start with you. What is it exactly that you're trying to do here?
Well, Tech Together is a nonprofit that me and Samar have started and been working for over 2 years now. It stands for Teaching the Elderly Computers Together. So that's where the name kind of originated from. And basically what we do is we teach technology classes in our local senior living facility. It turns out where we teach these classes is one of the biggest senior living facilities in our entire city. So we had this really nice opportunity where we could try to impact a large audience with our classes. And we tried to connect the elderly with technology that can better their daily lives.
So what kinds of things are you talking about? Is this mostly like how to receive text messages of photos from their grandkids or stuff like that?
Yeah, so what's interesting is we never impose anything on the seniors. We don't have this predefined syllabus that we have to follow. We really ask the senior students that, what do you want to know? So for example, if a student comes to us and says, I really want to connect with my family member, then we teach them how to email or how to Skype. So it's really a broad range of technologies, but we really cater each lesson to our students' needs.
Samar, what are some of the most common things that your students are asking for help with?
Currently, most students are really asking just for reconnecting lost relationships. So, like, they want to reconnect with their grandson, with their grandchildren, with their son, with their daughter, or maybe even their sister or brother. Anybody in their family that they really miss and want to have that connection with again. So what we've been focusing on right now is more family-oriented stuff, so like Skype, Yahoo, Gmail, so things that they can really get that one-on-one personal connection with again.
Where are some of these students coming from as far as their base of knowledge? Like, are you having to teach them what the concept of email is, or do they just not know exactly how to access it, for example?
Most students, we're currently teaching everything from scratch. So, like, some people don't even know what an operating system is. So, like, they don't even know what Windows is, what Apple is, like, mm-hmm. They don't know anything. So we've started from the ground up. So we've even had to first start off with, like, how to go to Google Chrome or Internet Explorer and teach them from there forward.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that sometimes you have to convince these students that this is something that they actually want to know how to do that could actually benefit their lives?
Yeah, that's an interesting challenge because they have the access to technology. They just don't really see the use of it. They've been living most of their lives without it. So the challenge that we have is making sure that they want to learn technology and see its benefits.
And with that being said, we always have students that are interested in learning technology, but they've never had the opportunity to. So most of our students are always self-driven, and they're motivated coming into class, and they always want to put in extra hours and know what they're doing before we even start to teach them.
Do you find that these students are receptive to learning from two college freshmen?
Yeah, it's actually an interesting dynamic because the roles have really reversed. When we were young, our grandparents and our parents were the ones that were teaching us, and they were exposing us to the world. But now here we are trying to teach them and exposing them to the digital world. But it's an interesting dynamic because these senior citizens are often very lonely in their senior living facilities. They don't have too many visitors in a year. So when we come as fresh and young faces trying to communicate mm-hmm. with them, they're just really exciting to work with, and they're very just fun. So that dynamic is very contagious on both sides.
How quickly do they tend to pick up what it is you're teaching them?
At the beginning, they're really not that receptive. You know, it takes some time to tell them again and again, like, this is your username, this is your password. I mean, we really had to start from the beginning, but with that in mind, they have started to pick it up a bit, but at the same time, you have to factor in their age, and that's why we're coming in biweekly to make sure that they're understanding it in a regular process.
Are there other places where this kind of thing is happening, either in Arizona or elsewhere, where, you know, younger people in high school or college are going into senior centers to help them figure out some of this technology?
There are no major active efforts in Arizona. There are some efforts by both the private and public sector. For example, Comcast and AT&T are providing more access to the internet. So you have a lot of companies which are trying to give access to technology, but we believe that this digital divide is not just giving the access, it's giving the education. You teach them why and how they should use that technology. So we found this issue prevalent right here in our own community. So we are tackling it on a local scale, and we hope to expand on a national scale soon.
Why is it important for you guys to close that digital divide, to make sure that older people and senior citizens still have access and the ability to use some of these tools?
Technology is so integral to our day-to-day life. And as society becomes increasingly digital, we must not let the elderly people be left behind. And we can see so many examples where if we want to access the news or pay our bank statements, we can do everything online. But if you have this generation that is very disconnected, then they will feel secluded and isolated from society. So we're just trying to bridge the digital divide and move forward as a more inclusive society.
And on top of that, we've even had students come up to us simply just asking us to print out their tax returns because they're not even capable to do that. So if there's somebody that you can always depend on to help you out and kind of help you in this society and world that you really don't know too much about, it's a really comforting feeling as well.
Well, do these students have regular access to technology? I mean, do they have smartphones or tablets or even, you know, desktop computers where they're at?
That's where we've come and kind of played a part, is because we've done our own fundraisers, we've done our own door-to-door like sales, and we've tried our best to get some money and get some equipment for these people so they have for their daily use. Because like I said previously, some of them don't have the accessibility, and that's also where Tech Together comes into play.
Shivam Sadachar and Samar Wadhwa are both freshmen at ASU and together have started the nonprofit Tech Together.